within the framework of three boxes, and there has to be miraisa. It's required that he should say three separate brachas. One bracha with the nusach bracha of Hashem Malchus Baruch Ata B'Shem Rabbeinu Melech Ha'olam, and then the second bracha also B'Shem Malchus, and the third bracha B'Shem Malchus, and all the brachas are miraisa. But Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin Azon, and Yeshua was misakin Birkas Haaretz, and David was misakin Ben Yerushalayim. So that means the specific nusach is midrabanan, like tefillah. So the Rambam shita is that once a day, one is mechuyav to mispal midraisa, but he can mispal in his own nusach. It doesn't have to be that much beyadav. So here too, the same shita is the Birkas Hamazon three brachas in the rice, but he can make his own composition. He can compose his own nusach habrachas, three brachas. And the Chachomim were misakein a special matbeir, a special nusach. He cannot deviate from that nusach. That's the shita of Teisus. But the three brachas are in the rice. So Teisus that the Zion in brachas is the kashe. If the three brachas are miraisa, so how are the Chachomim able to be mafkia the chiyuv from Pele? Bishleini, if we say like the Rambam, so it's only the Rabbanon, so the Chachomim applied a special thing. He didn't require the Pele to say three brachas, just two brachas. But according to Teisus, the three brachas is miraisa mamesh. The three brachas is miraisa mamesh. So how is it that the Chachomim patterned the tailing from saying three brachas? So Teisus says, Einachanan, because yesh keyav yad Chachomim, like a dolom natir and shevel paiseh. So here, because of the hefs and bala bais, the Chachomim were a keyav, the chiyuv deraiseh of saying three brachas. The chiyuv deraiseh of saying three brachas. Now the question is, if the Chachomim weren't, Chachomim have a keach, just as the Chachomim were aker the mitzvah of Shefer, when Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, just as the Chachomim were aker the mitzvah of Lule, when the first day Sukkot is on Shabbos. So they were aker vis-a-vis, they are in the mitzvah deraisa of saying three brachas of Birkas Hamazon. But what did they accomplish by putting in Bein Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim in the Brach of the Resort. I mean, they were, he will not be behind the rice anyway, so the Chachomim were right here. So, my will be the canton that he should say Yerushalayim in the Resort. He doesn't gain anything. He's not behind the rice anyway. That's the kasha that he's asked against it. Now, I think that there is a very simple text. Now, the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is V'yochalto v'yisavoyto u'v'yirachto v'shem yokecha v'kiva v'shem osam. V'yochalto v'yisavoyto v'yirachto v'shem birkas hazon. Hashem yokecha v'shem birkas hazim. And al oretz, z'es birkas oretz. And hateva z'e Yerushalayim. Or hateva alvone. So maybe that means that when the Torah says al oretz hateva v'shem osam loch, now what's the little meaning? The good land that you gave me. So that is expressive of Yerushalayim. Because without Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael is not an Eretz state. That's what it means. In other words, after all, the Torah refers to all of Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz state. Why? Because there is Yerushalayim included in Eretz Yisrael. That's why all of Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz state. But without Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be an Eretz state. Only because Yerushalayim is included in the Eretz Yisrael, so Mele is an Eretz state. So Mele, that means that making reference to Yerushalayim is obligatory on two scores. First of all, because the Gemara Darshan Sati was Yerushalayim, and according to this, it means a special bracha dedicated to Yerushalayim. And in that book he has to mention Malchus B'David also. If you mention Yerushalayim and not Malchus B'David, he will not entail the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Birkas Yerushalayim, there is a chiyuv to say a special bracha of Birkas Yerushalayim. And then, in view of the fact that the Torah refers to all of Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz Bimbo, why? Because Eretz Yisrael has included Yerushalayim. So Mele, if somebody will not mention or not make reference to Yerushalayim in the Birkas Haaretz, there is a diminution in the Kiyum of Birkas Haaretz. So we are mechuyev to mention Yerushalayim on two scores. First, because of Yerushalayim per se, a special bracha, and then without making reference to Yerushalayim, so then the Birkas Haaretz is not complete in the rice. Because the Torah says, the good land that the Rebbein Shalom gave you. And why is it a good land? Because it includes Yerushalayim. So Mele, we have to make reference to Yerushalayim for two reasons. First, because of Yerushalayim per se. And secondly, because without Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael is not an Eretz Teva. The Matone is not a full Matone without Yerushalayim. So, in the Nusach HaBroche, we make mention, because, first of all, there is a whole Broche, V'rachamnu al Shemokino, Yisroelecho, 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 and then we conclude, Beni V'racham of Yerushalayim Amen, or Beni Yerushalayim Amen. And then we say, in the Birkas Haaretz, V'yuchah al Shemokino, Haaretz HaTeivo, Asher Nosam, Haaretz HaTeivo. So what it means about Tevo? The same expression is used by the Torah. It means that it's an Eretz HaTeivo because it includes Yerushalayim. So Mele, we do make reference to Yerushalayim by saying Eretz HaTeivo. So we are referring to Yerushalayim. That's why the Chachamim are misakin vis-a-vis the Pealim, that the Oreikir, the special broche of Yerushalayim per se, but they will not take care, they're making reference to Yerushalayim as an integral part of the Matonah of Eretz Yisrael, as an Eretz state. Also, La'aseis Milocho, the Eidim Yivore. Now, this is mentioned, this halacha in connection with Kriyashma. So, by Kriyashma, so, Yechatchile, he should not be occupied with anything else. Let's say, suppose somebody reads Sest Kriyashma, at the same time he's looking at the headlines of the newspaper. It's an aver, he's not allowed to do it. But the aver, it's only ma'akif in the first part. Let's say he'll say, Rashi Melakecha b'chol v'bavcho, and then he'll take a look at the headlines in the newspaper, or he'll give something to a child. So maybe he's not mikayim, even the aver, the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The Chatzchileh should be in all the parshas, but the Eved is only ma'akif in the first parsha. Why? Because then the Krishna is a Kriya Shel Are, not Shel Keva. Then it has the character of saying Krishna in a coincidental way, not in a Kriyadik way, but in a coincidental way, Agavurchet. He's playing with the baby, he's reading a newspaper, and Agavurchet says Kriyashma. So really it's ma'akif in the first parsha. Now the same aloche of Kriya Sare that is mentioned in Gabi Krishna also applies to Birkas HaMoshe. And it's ma'akif in Birkas HaMoshe. Also la'as is meloche be'ide mivor. He should invite them to bench. So that's why it starts with Rabbeisa Nivorem Benchen, Rabbeisa Nivorech, and then we say Yishim Alishem Nivorech Matvadeirom, and then the Birkas Hazinu starts, Nivorech Shachal Mishalei. So, but within the Gemara, it starts with Nivorech Shachal Mishalei. And the reason as to why we say Rabbeisa Nivorech and Yishim Alishem Nivorech Matvadeirom, that's based upon Isaiah. So, ישוהוי אמסובים גימו חיום בזינו שנערך מהם מבורך שחל ומשלי ואם אין ואין אין בורך שחל ומשלי יפתורי חיים יהיו חיזה ואין מהבורך שחל ומשלי יפתורי חיים בורך עתו עד השם מלכים מלאכי לו מאזון ישראל לו זה זה פרסט בורך So the Zimun itself is also a Bach. Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. V'achalto v'sabato v'rachto Hashem u'lekecho al oros ativ ha'shem osaloch. V'achalto v'sabato v'rachto ze birkas hazor. Ez Hashem u'lekecho ze birkas ha'zimun. And v'rachto Hashem u'lekecho. And then hazon and then as al oros זה בירכס אורץ, הטבע זה בירכס ירושלים. אוקיי, אז, ברוך חי דברים הבור שאכלנו ושאלה יתיר לחיים. ברוך התואר עד השם, then the first ברוכה, the בירכס המוזן יצאו, starts. ברוך התואר עד השם, הולכים ומלחלום, הזון נשאי לו. ומדלת, יאכלי מהבורכו שאכלנו ושאלה, ומישנה says, that if there is more than three, so he says ברוכו. Like in Beis HaKnesses. But Tesis points out that he can say Baruch Hu, not that it's obligatory. And the best thing is not to say Baruch Hu. That's why we don't say Baruch Hu. It could be said, but the best thing is not to say Baruch Hu. So Yochli Baruch Hu Shechal Mishalei. Aval Yeza Teglei Ma'anivorek Shalei Tzias Min Achval. Not to say Baruch Hu. V'imim Asoro, so then he has to be mentioned the Shem. So haskir es al shem shemim uborach alekeinu v'imeinim v'imrim borach alekeinu ein leim ha nivorach alekeinu beilame but nivorach alekeinu not lei alekeinu uvei now we pass quite Rabbi Akiva not like Rabbi Yisagli once there is 10 it doesn't make any difference 10, 100, 1000, 10,000 uvei sheyu asor imei le'elef yoribin kachem nivorach yuchol hamshamim mizeh anuseach כשאם הנבורך או המוזין שאכלנו, או שאם מי שאכלנו משלם, או שאם במוקים ובטובים, מי טובים, או במוקים, חיינו עם החיים הרי זה בור. וכשהם עשור, in other words, first of all, there are two איסורים of being משנה. One איסור of being משנה is לחתחיל. The evidence he doesn't affect. So לחתחיל you're not supposed to deviate from the נוסח, ולחכמים או מסעקים. Not even one lamed. The way the Chachamim compose it. But the Eved, if you change words, so it doesn't affect it. But suppose you change the broche, the form of the broche, so there is a machlekes between Ramea and Rabiesi, that mem in broches. If somebody is Mishanel Madbeah Shetolo Chachamim, Tolo Chachamim, whether whether the Eved is Miakif or not. So there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi. Now some Rishenim Paskin that it's not Miakif and some Rishenim Paskin it is Miakif. The Rambam Shite, there is a sphere between the Rambam in Luchas Broches and the Rambam Luchas Krishna. In one place he Paskins like Reb Meir and another place he Paskins like Reb Yisi. But that's only if he's Mishane in the Shem Malchus, but in other words, he doesn't say Shakon Yivid Vore, he says something else, but the content is the same. Then he's telling Machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi. But if he just omits a word or one word or two words, so Chatchile is Osa, but the Eved it certainly doesn't affect. וכל המשן מזה הנוסח כאין שאין לנו בורך ועמוד משוחלנו, שאין משוחלנו שלו, שאין בוקים וביטובי, מיטובי, כמחולינו עם החיים. הרי זה בור, in other words, it doesn't affect the Eved, but it's not right to change it. וכשם עשורו, כיוון שמזכירים את השם, יוכי לימה מבורך ולכן העמוד משוחלנו משלו. So, אם תואר המזמין בעשור, ואין ולא יזכירו אלכנו, אין חילים לעזר. If they already responded, Avu Nadayim Leonu Achov, Yarzeh V'Yizamim V'Yishem. To Simon Kuf Tzadik. And it started with Simon Ilav. Shnayim Shochlu, Afal Pishin Birkas Ameitzi, Peter Echodes Chaveri, mitzvah l'chole, sheyivorech kol echot birkas hamozin la'atzmi. So there's a special halacha by birkas hamozin that everyone should bench for himself if there is no zimun. Amedvam amorim, that's the Gemara that men hei bought. Kishohoyu shneyem yedim yivor birkas hamozin. Avo im echot yideya v'ashem yimi yideya mivorech ha-yideya v'yeitzi Hashem. But suppose Ruven and Shimon, they both have to mivor birkas hamozin. And Ruven knows how to bench, and Shimon doesn't know how to bench. So then Ruven can be made to Shimon even though there is no zimun. V'yeitzi Hashem in meivim loshen akidesh eloshen yideya livorech. Vitzorich, so he's here, the Mechaber emphasizes. That's very important. He may be Moshe Nakedis. Eloshen Yedea Livorch. On this point there is a Machlikis Hashemi. And what the Mechaber says is the Shita of Tesis. In Brochas Dapnamei. Most Hashemi Machili Kandechi. Now, Gemara in Seita says, the Eru Nemorim Berishino. In other words, the things that do not require Moshe Nakedis, there are certain parashas that require davke Rosh Nakedish, kichzovo. You cannot say it in any other language, even though it's a literal translation. But it has to be Rosh Nakedish, like Birkaskiani, other things, I mean, that have to be Rosh Nakedish. But other things can be said b'chorosh. In regard to Kriya Shema, there is a machleket between Rebbe and Rabbah, and of course we pass on Rabbah, that Krishna married b'chorosh. So in other words, he can be able to Krishna if he recites Kriya Shema in English, as long as it's an accurate translation of the parashas of Krishna. So there the halacha is, that's Bilshena. In other words, giftis, someone who is knowledgeable in Egyptian, if he read Kriya Shema, In Egyptian, he's Yetzi. But Modi, she called Gipsis. Suppose he understands the Modi language and he read it himself. He knows how to read, but he doesn't know it. So he read it in Egyptian, he's not Yetzi. That's the one. Mashenkin Loshnakedesh. So even if somebody doesn't know Loshnakedesh, but he says it Loshnakedesh, he is Yetzer. But Teisa Shita is that's only in respect to the Mivorach himself. But in order to apply the Alocha Shemiya Keine, even though the one who recites it Loshnakedesh, so the Shemiya can only be Yetzer if he understands the language. But if he doesn't understand the language, not. He doesn't understand the language even though he's Loshnakedesh. Now there is a very strange Rav Shulchan Aruch in this siman, and Aruch HaShulchan is masik on the Rav Shulchan Aruch, but it's contrary to what all the Rishonim say, what the Rav Shulchan Aruch says. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says that according to Tesis, in Broches Daf Mem Hei, that if he's not Meivim, he's not Yetze, even though he's Loshnakedesh, so it's not only vis-a-vis the Shemaya. Even the one who recites is not Yetzer, even though it was not his. But that's impossible. The older Rishonim say the contrary, that only in other languages, so it has to be the Rishonim. He has to understand the language. But if I will, let's say Kriya Shema, let's say in French, I can read French, but I don't know what word is Shema and what word is Yisrael and what word, I mean, well, what word is a hot? So if I will read Kriya Shema in French, even though I know how to read, I wouldn't be Yetzer. But in Loshen Kodesh, I'm certainly Yetzer, even according to Tesis. But Tesis Shita is vis-a-vis the Shemaya, in order to apply the Aloche of Shemaya Keine. So even though the one who recites the Birkas Hamozin or the Kriya Shema, the Loshen Kodesh, is the Loshen Kodesh, but the Shemaya doesn't understand the language, he's not Yetzer. is not Yetzer. And Teisa says, Lemaisik, I suppose in those days there were some women who didn't know, who didn't understand Moshin Kedesh. So Meire, he said, that these women are not Yetzer by virtue of the fact that they listen to their husbands, Birkas Hamos, because we don't apply the Halacha of Shemei Akeine, even when it's Loshon Kodesh, if he doesn't understand the language. That is Teisa Shite in Brochas Daf Mem Hei, and the Mechaber here in Simen Kuf Sadi Gimel passes like this. But the Rosh and all the Rishonim mention in the name of Rashi, Rashi doesn't say it explicitly in Spirush and in Goren Brochas. Maybe you can deduce from certain Rashis, but he certainly does not say it explicitly. But they mention the Tshuva of Rashi, that Rashi is chilek, that if the one who recites the parsha of the Torah recites it Loshon Kodesh, then so just as he himself is Yetzer, so every Shemaya is also Yetzer. But if it's in another language, so not only the Shemaya cannot be Yetzer, but even the one who recites it, let's say in English, if he doesn't understand English, so he knows how to read English, but he doesn't know the meaning of the individual words, he's not yet. All right, so that's the Mechaber Paskens like this. V'tzorech lichavi milo b'milo l'chol mashirina. V'tzorech ha-mivorech sh'yichavim l'yitzie. Avo in Yehudim, even though it's Moshon Kodesh, in Yehitzei b'shmio. Avo gimu sh'ochlu, that's when to eat, but when there is no zimu. Avul gimu sh'ochlu, supposed to eat, in rashoyim l'chalit, ushnayim sh'ochlu, mitzvah sh'yarzeru achashvishi, sh'yitztarech imoyem mizimu, v'chin abor yechamishu, also lehem l'cholit, sh'kulo mizchayimu bizimu, bizimu. Suppose there are six, so three of them can make a mizumen themselves, and we don't have to wait. Kibu sh'yishoyer, sh'yishoy nachlokit, Kibu sh'yishoyer zimun, v'chol chavur or adasor, v'yoz in achlokim at U.S. Suppose you have 10, or you have 11, up to 20, not including 20, so then it's also a chalik, because if some of them will be nechlek, so they will not be able to be mivor b'shem, at U.S. them, so then they can be divided into two groups of 10. Each group will be able to be mivor b'shem. Yoz yechayun mechalik in Yitzu. V'nir alido adin b'shisho. In yichyov yun yechalik. Rak in Yitzu nechlok. Kim she nishayvu, so the Mechaber continues. Kim she nishayvu b'askoras Hashem. U'mitzvo larze achar aso. U'mi u'im hoyu rabi misubim yachad. V'in yechayu mishmei abrocho. V'izimu im pi'amvo. ואין הם רשויים לחלק לחבורי של עשור, מפני שיצטורכו לבורר בקרוב, וישמע בבבייס ויקפיד עליהם, יחילים לחלק לחבורי של גימו גימו ולבורר בנחס, כדי של ישמע בבבייס, וזה תיבוהם, even though they will not have a זימון בשם, but לכל הפוחס, they'll have the kiyum of זימון, not בשם, מה שאין כאין, מה שאין כי in the other alternative would mean they won't hear it, so they won't have any kill. וזה תאירו הם ממה שלא יוצאו, ממה שלא יצאו, לידי חייב להסביר את הזימון, שהרי הם יחילים לשמי המפי המלוכה. אפילו לא יהיו כבר מתחילו כולם לאחר יחד, אלא שהשניים קובעו, והקים בו השלישי. So at the end of the meal, a third one came, וקובע עם מועד, אוי שאחות כובע תחילו, והקים כובע השניים מימי, at the end of the meal, אינם רשויים לחלק, כיוון שהם קבועים יחד, בגמר האחר, even though they were not together in the course of the whole meal, just the גמר האחרה, so it's אינם רשויים לחלק, ומכל מוקים מי יכול למוען, ולא יקבע, but suppose, so when is אינם רשויים לחלק, if let's say, the end of the meal, they all ate bequies, not only they sat at the same table, but suppose they didn't sit at the same table. They didn't sit at the same table. And there's a lot of rain here, they say, well, they came in Mitzurah. So they came in Mitzurah. But that, the Yisra of Rashi and Chalek doesn't apply in such case. מקום מוקים לאכול מועד, ולא יקבע רשאים לחליק. אלו אם כן הוא שמוש, if he's a waiter, so then that the waiter, even though he doesn't sit down, he walks around, because that's his job. So Mimele, it's always the kriyas, even though he doesn't sit in one place, because that's his job. ומכל מוקים אפילו, כל מוקים שרשאים לחליק, עוד if תפילי זמי, משם דרב עם חד עשמר. In other words, suppose it's a big room and there are many tables and it's really a table, so we can meet to it, but the Isa of in Rashoim Lechalik doesn't apply the Isa, because they did not eat the Kriyas together, they can be meet to it. So, but there is no Isa, but still, since they can be meet to it, the Ramah says it's better not to be Nechal. עוד יש תל איזם שמדרי ווום חד רסמאל הויו אם הויו ריחי ואומרו נאכל אף על פי שפל אחד איך הוא מתקרה ולא ידו מהפניס נצטרף כיוון שעומדו לימו כמח אבו אם הויו היוחים ואיכוים לא so they're not מצורה אם הויו היוחים בסוד הנפזור מפורדי אף על פי שאיכוים כולם בשואה אחת ומכיכר אחד, but since they go around, כיוון שלא יקובו מוקים לאחר, they will not כבייה to eat in a certain place in a מסתר. והמינק, he says, דרמו, many of them is a killing, a killing, and this רמו. המינק של דרמו says, המינק של זמי, he basically יכול. In other words, according to רמו, if, let's say, a number of Jews happen to dine, to eat, together in the house of a goy, some male they cannot be mizami. Why? Because since it's in the house of a goy, so the umden is that they did not mean to be given. Many achrenim achili can there almost psach. Why couldn't there be kriyas even in the house of a goy? I suppose that today, so there is so much communing between Jews and non-Jews, that even the Ramo would be made it. That the fact that they eat in the home of a goy, so it does not prevent any kriyas. The nearly atam is in the yuchu the kriya atzon is in the chobin. We should hear us in the chobin. The havikil lo ochlu the way keva. Today, I mean, Jews are not afraid of the goy. The havikil lo ochlu, fortunately or unfortunately. The havikil lo ochlu the way keva. ולכן התחילו לקרוא לעצמו רק לבורך כל אחד לבד ולכן הוא ישן את המינק ואף אם לא יותם זה מספיק מקום מוקים לאחר לקרוא נועד בו כך הרי כאילו לקרוא לעצמו יחד but many of the נסיקים עם האחרי כאן נפסק על דרמו even under the circumstances of the Ramos times when Jews were afraid of going so still they held that he doesn't preclude any creas just because they happen to eat in the home of the goy. Shleisha she yoshu le'achet u'bohu birkas ha'mezi afilu kol echot eichel mitkikre v'afilu ochel adayin kazayin spas in rashoyin lechavik. So they are not rashoyin to mechavik because there was a kriyas together. Gimu shebo that's a gimore daf that's a gimore daf nun on nalef in brochet גימול שבואו מגימול חבורס של שלישה שלישה בני עוד. In other words, you have three groups. Each group consisted of three people wait together. And then, the נסחברו, and one moved away from his group, and they joined together. And they formed a new group. ונסחברו אלה השלישה. אם זימנו עליהם במקימו, if the three who moved away from their group, so before they moved away, so that group was Mizami, even though that the one who separated from them did not participate, did not join them in benching, but he just answered, and he waited until those who benched, so finished the first bracha. So, in Zimra Alim and Kemon, Teshi, Siku, Kolechad, Mishnayim, Acher, Omru, Hazon, because there's the aloha. Suppose three Jews eat together, the same table, and two want to bench, and the other one still wants to eat. He wants to take it easy. So he just has to answer, and he has to wait with his eating until the one who benches, so finishes the bracha fazon. So because the chivas zivun was already took up from that, because that group is so was mizamen already. I feel even though now the three consist of individuals who separated from the groups, but they were part of the zivun. He answered each one of the three. So mele, they cannot be mizamen again. I feel ochla hakin yachad. We go mukosedosam. We mizim lalim came on. Chayav mizamen. But suppose they want mizamen, so then they can be mizamen in the new group that they are formed. In each group there were four. So one separated, so they remained three without that one who separated. And the Nistar for Chabura Acheres, the Zimnu Hadimu Anishorim, for our Zimu Minayim. כיב מי שחבריהם זימו, ויהו עדים אם לא היו בכל חבורו אלא גימו, ויהו לך אחד מכל חבורו, קדם זימו, ונסחבו אלו הגימו, ובו אחד. And the strange person, a third, an altogether new person, came, ובו אחד לכל חבורו, ונסתרף עם בייס הראשי, וזימו יחד, פורר זימו נעילה הגימו, כיב מי שכבו זימו, חבורו סוף, אף על פי שלא זימו למועד. שורש חבורי שאוכלו ולכל חבור הדימו בני אדום עושו לכל אחד לפורט מכל חבורו ולזמן ביחד דהרי הבייז הנשורים לכל חבורו ונכינו מזמן אך כן, אבו עם הויו לכל חבור הדלת מותר לפורט אחד מכל חבור וזמן ביחד because he is not interfering with the zimu three will be left so he is allowed to separate and form, to separate and not participate in any zimun, that's awesome. But to separate and to become part of a new zimun, a new group, that's all right. If muta reported echnu kol chavuro zamen biyachad, and the nishorim is zamenu kol chavuro bimkeinu.